Britain has already said it is convinced by the evidence linking Osama bin Laden and the attacks. Today, British officials released a document outlining the case against bin Laden and his al-Qaeda network. Prime Minister Tony Blair told an emergency session of the House of Commons that leaders of al-Qaeda must be brought to justice. From London, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
From Washington to NATO headquarters in Brussels this past week, U.S. officials delivered the identical answer when asked about evidence of bin Laden's guilt. This is not a criminal court, they said. Indeed, the evidence put forward by Britain today would not stand up in a court of law, and the British government acknowledges it. But speaking to the House of Commons, Prime Minister Tony Blair did his best to eliminate any doubt.
I can now confirm that of the 19 hijackers identified from the passenger lists of the four planes hijacked in America on the 11th of September, at least three of these hijackers have already been positively identified as known associates of bin Laden with a track record in his camps and organization. Of the three, one has also been identified as playing key roles in both the East African embassy attacks and the USS Cole attack.
The document published today asserts that bin Laden has the will and resources to commit further atrocities. It contends that more direct evidence exists, but that publishing it would compromise security. The U.S. and Britain must balance the need to build strong support for their anti-terror campaign with the need for secrecy about covert activities used to track al-Qaeda. Tony Blair offered this glimpse of information that has emerged.
Shortly before the 11th of September, bin Laden told associates that he had a major operation against America under preparation. A range of people were warned to return to Afghanistan because of action on or around the 11th of September. And most importantly, one of bin Laden's closest lieutenants has said clearly that he helped with the planning of the 11th of September attacks and has admitted the involvement of the al-Qaeda organization.
Blair said that bin Laden's close alliance with the Taliban rulers in Afghanistan had allowed him to operate with impunity. And Blair repeated that the Taliban must hand over bin Laden or become the enemy themselves. Blair's message was widely hailed by a usually fractious parliament. While he shared evidence, he gave no indication when military action would start. He said only that the difficult time is approaching. There are indications of a stepped-up timetable. At NATO headquarters, Secretary General George Robertson confirmed today that the United States has requested military help. The request is the next phase in NATO's invocation of Article 5, establishing the principle of mutual defense. The U.S. has asked NATO allies to protect American and allied military installations, to allow U.S. flights through allied airspace, to provide surveillance aircraft, and deploy warships in the Mediterranean. Lord Robertson said NATO was only one of several allies Washington is relying upon in a military campaign the Arab world is closely watching.
The United States of America, because of the geographic location of where they think the main terrorist networks are, will establish a number of different coalitions. NATO will play its part in that campaign. And in this way, but we're not the only factor that is engaged at this time.
Robertson's remarks underscored the complexity of any campaign to bring to book suspected terrorists who operate in a forbidding land. The sensitive nature of what the Allies are about to undertake took Tony Blair to Moscow today. He meets with President Vladimir Putin, whose influence with Central Asian nations is seen as critical. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, London.